Phyllis Ann Miller. It is with profound sadness that we say farewell to our beloved mother, Phyllis Ann Miller, Moss. Born in Port Arthur to Audrey Barnes and Hal Moss, she attended Pine Street Public School and Pachi. Mom worked as a stenographer at a number of businesses, including Cochrane Hardware, Ontario Hydro and Air Canada. Mom married her first husband, Alpo Aho, in 1954. Together they had three children, Stephen, Beverly and Alpin. After his untimely death in 1959, Mom returned to the workforce to support her young family. She began working at Ontario Hydro, where she met her second husband, Bill Miller. They married in 1964 and went on to have two more children, Shelley and Blair. Mom continued to work as a stay-at-home mom, providing unconditional love and support to her family. Mom returned to work at Air Canada in 1979, remaining there until 1991. In retirement, Mom and Dad traveled extensively, returning to Barbados for many winters. She spent 57 summers at our camp on Surprise Lake, creating many happy family memories with her children and grandchildren. Mom came home for her final days, and passed away, surrounded by all of her children. When asked what she would like her obituary to say, Mom said, "I loved my children. They were my life. Her presence at family dinners will be forever missed and we will always set a place for her. She was kind, caring, loving and supportive. We were so fortunate to call her Mom." Mom is survived by her children Steve Aho, Ruth, Beverly Aho, Alpin Guy, Paul, Shelley Miller Irving, Greg, Blair Miller, Tanis. Grandchildren Matt, Andrea, Mitch, and Adam Aho, Christy, Ross, and Rob Kinch, Haley, Craig Venerus, Jackie, and Lauren Guy, Brendan, Eric and Nick Yukabowski, Liam and Ailish Miller. Great-grandchildren Emmy Aho, Troy and Ronan Venerus, as well as many nieces and nephews. Predeceased by her parents, husbands Alpo and Bill, sister Alice Jean and brother-in-law Frank Massaro, and numerous in-laws. Many thanks to TBHRSC Cancer Care, particularly doctors Faggy and Ward for their compassionate care. Thanks as well to nurse Amanda Court for her support and care during Mom's final days at home. If so desired, donations to the Thunder Bay Humane Society would be appreciated. Cremation has taken place. A celebration of life will take place at a later date. Willard, Bill Miller. It is with great sadness and heavy hearts that the family of Willard, Bill Miller announced his passing Thursday, April 22, 2021 at the age of 87. Bill was born in St. John, New Brunswick, February 21, 1934 and hitchhiked to Thunder Bay at the age of 18, working his way here doing bush and rail work and camp cookie. He joined the Army Reserve from 1952 to 1954 upon reaching Thunder Bay. He joined the Ontario Hydro family in 1954 as clerk on a line maintenance crew and moved in 1954 to engineering clerk in the regional office. He married his sweetheart, Phyllis Aho, Moss, in 1964, and in January 2021, they celebrated their 57th year together. Bill acquired three children, Stephen, Beverly, and Alpin Aho, who enriched his life to no end. Later, Shelley and Blair Miller completed the very active and loving family. During his time with Ontario Hydro, he attended Lakehead University, was past director and president of Current River Credit Union, and was a member of the Port Arthur Curling Club Go Slow League. He lectured for 10 years at Confederation College on purchasing management. He was on the executive board Hydro Union for 7 years, representative of Hydro Professionals of Ontario for 10 years, and representative of Power Workers Union Retirees Chapter for 8 years. He was very well respected in Ontario Hydro and made many close friendships there. In 1990, Bill retired as NWO Regional Purchasing Agent, finishing off with CEDA in Guyana as a consultant to purchasing in the Guyana Electrical Board. Bill thoroughly enjoyed his summers at Surprise Lake with his family, and camped there for 57 years. He always appreciated the beauty around him, while enjoying daily happy hour pontoon boat rides. Many happy memories were made during those summers: bonfires, saunas, hermit shack hunting, and blueberry picking. Bill loved to putter around the property, happily looking for wood in the bush, or sharpening the chainsaw. As long as he was busy, he was happy. Bill and Phyllis were extensive travelers and saw many places around the world, their favorite place being Barbados, which they visited many times. Bill was a kind and gentle man, always stressing strong work ethic, honesty, and fairness in the workplace, as well as at home. He loved his family and was proud of all of them. He loved all of his dogs. Bill is survived by his wife Phyllis, children Steve Aho, Ruth, Beverly Aho, Alpenguy, Paul, Shelley Miller Irving, Greg, Blair Miller, Tanis. Grandchildren Matt, Andrea, Mitch, and Adam Aho, Christy, Ross, and Rob Kinch, Haley, Craig Venerous, Jackie, and Lauren Guy, Brendan, Eric and Nick Yukabowski, Liam and Ailish Miller. Great-grandchildren Emmy Aho, Troy and Ronan Venerous, as well as many nieces and nephews. We would like to thank Hogarth Riverview Manor, particularly Kathy, and many others, for their care of Bill for the past year. Bill was predeceased by his mother Florence, father Blair, brothers Blair and Barry, sisters-in-law Grace Miller, Beatrice Miller, Alice Jean Massaro, and brother-in-law Frank Massaro. There will be a celebration of Bill's life at a later date when the family can be together, without the restrictions of COVID-19. If so desired, donations may be made to the Alzheimer's Society, District Humane Society, or a charity of your choice. To send flowers to the family or plant a tree in memory of Willard, Bill, and Phyllis Miller, please visit our Heartfelt Sympathies store.